A Study of Cotton. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Like all crops in Tennessee, cotton is hurting because of this summer's drought. Researchers with UT's Institute of Agriculture are studying how cotton reacts to a lack of moisture. Chuck Denny has the story.
We'll grow some 800,000 acres of corn, but that means cotton acres are way down. Dr. Chris Main is a cotton specialist with the UT Agricultural Experiment Station.
In West Tennessee, we're down about 28% on our acreage. Last year, we saw a planted high of 700,000 acres. This year, we're down in the neighborhood of about a little over 500,000.
If farmers could have predicted this summer's dry weather, they probably would have planted more cotton. Dr. Main says cotton is drought hardy and does better in dry weather than many other crops.
The cotton plant early on, for about the first 60 days of its life, is trying to develop a good root system. So there's not a lot of growth above ground.
Ideally, farmers would like to see an inch of rain a week mixed with hot sunshine for cotton to thrive. UT's Dr. Owen Gwathmey is part of a team doing a cotton study at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center.
One of the big questions for the economics of irrigation is when to start applying water and for how long, and how much water to apply. The baseline is 1 inch per week, and we apply the difference between rainfall and 1 inch if there's less than an inch during the week. We just make up the difference, and therefore it's called deficit irrigation.
Irrigation can be costly for farmers, so Dr. Gwathmey wants to find the optimal amount of water to produce the best crop and when to irrigate. Ironically, this dry summer turned out to be a good time to do this research project. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And Tennessee farmers are just now gearing up to harvest the nearly 500,000 acres of cotton. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.